In New York, legislators have voted to soften the state's drug laws, reducing the mandatory prison sentences that have been handed down since the 1970s. The so-called Rockefeller drug laws are among the strictest in the nation. Yesterday's vote reflects recent moves in other states to reduce long sentences and give judges more discretion. Here's NPR's Robert Smith.
Before Ronald Reagan declared his war on drugs in the 80s, an early skirmish took place in New York State in the 1970s. Republican Governor Nelson Rockefeller, fed up with rising heroin usage in the cities and what he saw as lenient judges, pushed for a set of new drug laws that now bear his name. The Rockefeller laws took the sentencing discretion out of the hands of judges and mandated long prison sentences for even first-time nonviolent offenders. State Senator Dale Volcker, a former cop, voted for those laws in the 70s.
Were they too strict in some cases? Maybe that's true, but drugs were ripping our neighborhoods apart and tearing up families and so forth. They brought on enormous violence.
But 30 years later, the crime rate is down, and even the people who wrote the laws say they were in some cases too harsh. For example, a nonviolent offender caught with 4 ounces of a narcotic got a sentence of at least 15 years in prison. For years, the state legislature has been deadlocked over whether to scrap the laws altogether or just tweak them. Senator Volcker, now a chairman of the Criminal Code Committee, helped broker a compromise to roll back the strictest sentences.
What we actually did was to take out some of the more controversial pieces of it. It allows a more realistic system of criminal justice at a time when our crime rate is down, and when I think we are beginning to see some real headway in New York in criminal justice.
Crimes that used to bring 15 years to life can now bring as few as 8 years. The maximum term of life in prison for the most serious crimes has been eliminated. Nonviolent drug offenders will be eligible sooner for state-run treatment programs. These changes could mean the most to the estimated 400 inmates serving 15 years to life sentences who can now appeal their jail time and get out early. Advocates who had pushed for changes are calling it a half step in the right direction.
People are beginning to rethink bad drug policies. So we see that translating into what the state legislature did yesterday.
Michael Blaine is with the Drug Policy Alliance, a foundation working to end the war on drugs. For him, one of the most significant changes was to double the amounts of narcotics that trigger long sentences.
I think that what we do is we shrink the net and we stop catching people who really aren't serious drug dealers. Now, people who are, you know, generally trafficking 4 and 8 ounces probably are dealers, but people who are doing 2 and 4 ounces probably aren't.
Few legislators or activists seemed completely happy with the compromise. Some Republicans voted against the bill, calling it a get-out-of-jail-free card for drug dealers. And on the floor of the New York Senate last night, a few Democrats railed against the bill, noting that judges still don't have the discretion they once had to sentence drug users to treatment instead of jail. State Senator Velmanette Montgomery from Brooklyn worried that these partial changes would stand in the way of a total overhaul.
I can just see the headlines right now. New York State does Rockefeller reform legislation, and that will be it for the next 25 years. I'm voting no, because I don't think that we have done what we promised that we would do in terms of Rockefeller reform for this state.
And even as the bill passed, and New York Governor George Pataki vowed to sign it, the leaders of the state Senate and House conceded that their work on updating the drug laws is far from over. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.